St. Joseph's Hospital, Hannaford, Prudential. Data breaches involving major companies and impacting millions are becoming almost commonplace. Star 97.7 spoke with Colette Tomaszak of cybersecurity company SpyCloud about why it's so common and what we can do to protect ourselves.
We're online all the time. We expect instant access. We are always connected to the internet. With that, our identity kind of sprawls. Where we have access and the username and the credentials and the data is continuing to expand.
Tomaszak says that makes it harder to monitor our digital footprint. Using random passwords, changing them often, and spring cleaning our digital footprint are important keys in keeping our information protected. Old AOL or Hotmail accounts, passwords used for multiple sites, unintended personal data we share in those Facebook quizzes. Our digital footprints continue to expand, exposing all of us to data breaches and identity theft. Colette Tomaszak is with SpyCloud, a cybersecurity company. She tells Star 97.7 we tend toward easy, which also makes our digital world easy to hack into.
It's really the notion of a holistic identity, how our past and present lives will continue to impact and shape our future lives. And that's personal and professional. We sacrifice security for convenience.
Tomaszak says regular cleaning of our digital footprint is as critical as those other regular cleaning tasks. Summer seems the perfect time to catch up on those cleanup projects, maintenance, and other things we put off all winter. Colette Tomaszak, marketing director with cybersecurity company SpyCloud, tells Star 97.7 in today's uber-connected world, it's also important to regularly clean up our digital footprint.
Checking in on our digital identity to see what needs to be remediated. So that's where the whole spring cleaning thing comes in. Of what can I do to like reorganize my photos, reorganize my passwords, reorganize my playlists? That digital cleanup needs to be a regular part of our kind of annual checkpoints.
Tomaszak says the first step is going to checkyourexposure.com, where you'll find a record of just how exposed you are out there in cyberspace.